This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's driving the cattle prices lower?
Well, Leslie, I think the biggest thing is we ran out of any fresh news to help support this market. So the last 2 days, we've seen downside take place as we've seen selling outdo the buying, and just the lack of anything out there to help give us any kind of support. We saw all the cash trade pretty much taken care of back on Tuesday, and most of the price of 138, which makes you nervous about next week. Are we going to see the packers come in aggressively looking for cattle, or are they going to cut back to kill and not be aggressive? Got a little concern out there about that. Now, choice box beef down $1.73 on the choice selects, up 33, total movement 59 loads, cattle kill day only at 100,000 head. December cattle down $1.07. February cattle were down 90 cents. November feeders down $1.02. Jan feeders down $1.05. And December lean hogs 67 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Summer's over, and it's time to think about building or upgrading those pens and corrals. Just in time for GoBob Pipe and Steel's annual garage sale, GoBob has lots of overstock and closeouts on sale right now. We're overstocked in some of the most versatile fence pipe out there. Brand new dead length 24-foot 2 and 3-inch in subspec 40, a buck 13 a foot. Needing corner posts? We would advertise 4.5s, but our 5.5 is a better deal. New 5.5 3-inch wall, cut any length you want. Mention this ad, get them for $4 a foot. How about a deal on the most popular corral pipe we sell? We've got 30 truckloads, and that's way too much. 2 and 3/8 inch, 190 wall, 24 footers, $1.21 a foot. And the timing could not be better to take advantage of these deals. And there is more. Wait to hear the next deal or call 844-304-3213 to reserve your supplies today. You should also be ordering our legendary hay conserver feeders and our super bunks while we have them in stock. Call 844-304-3213 or go to GoBob.com today.
Tom, what's going on in the grain markets?
Well, we did see positive closes. We saw mostly positive trade. We did not have any fresh market-moving news, but I think a combination of fund buying, technical buying, and a certain amount of positioning going into today being the last trading session for the month of October helped lift us higher and let a lot of the contracts close very near their highs of the session today. Now, we are seeing on the close both December and March KC wheat 5.5 cents higher. December Chicago wheat was up 7 cents. December corn up 2.25. March corn up 1.75 cents. November soybeans closed up 0.05. Jan beans up 5.5 cents. And December cotton today was up 100 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up and analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.